I had seen it in Vietnam because I had been in trips there. And I did not see him when he was on the military side. I saw him after 1965, and I did that 65, 66, 67. And like Joe Alsop, who's gone out there, you see, well, many good men, good leaders, all of them trying. But once in a while, I do come across one who's just head and shoulders above the rest. And when I say that, I'm speaking of the fact that he had that unique combination of having a splendid military man and then worked on the civilian side. But he worked with such dedication, such selflessness. He gave so much of himself. He never asked his men, his associates, to do anything that he wouldn't do. That's why he was in the helicopter. I remember the last time we were here, he was here. It was in a rather rough time in Vietnam. And he never lost confidence in him. He had a very strong handshake there. He stood here in front of me, he's flagged where we are, and I said goodbye to him. I expected to see him again. But I think you, as members of the family, should know that when I read about his death, I was at Camp David working on some matters that had to do with my Soviet trip. And I immediately got a meeting with General Haig to see what we could do to at least honor him. I can tell you that had he been in the service, even though it would have been an exception. But I think the kind of his service, the totality of his service was such as to merit the Congressional Medal. Because it was beyond the call of duty in the military, and beyond the call of duty, far beyond it, in the civilian as well. The highest thing we can give in this government to people that are not in the military service, of course, is the Medal of Freedom. I've not given as many as previous presidents have, so it's perhaps worth a little more. But I wanted the members of his family to know before the press came in that if I could have done it, if the law would have allowed it, that this is one man that would have the Congressional Medal. Because this country's in his debt for his example. And this terribly difficult war in Vietnam, which we all hope will end in a way that certain peace rather than war in the future. When it's over, to the extent the South Vietnamese have any chance to survive without having the oppression of a communist government imposed upon them, he will deserve a lot of credit. I think in the years ahead, as this citation will read, that South Vietnamese children may read about John Van as we read about Lafayette. That kind of man. You had a press in there now. citation tries to put in words, but we all know, certainly these words we got, but I feel a lot of individuals want to bring them so well with these years. President of the United States of America, awarded President of the Medal of Freedom, John Paul Vance. Soldier of peace, patriot of two nations, a name that John Paul Vance will be honored as long as free men remember the struggle to preserve the independence of South Vietnam. His military and civilian service in Vietnam spanned a decade, marked throughout by resourcefulness, professional excellence, and unsurpassed courage, by supreme dedication and personal sacrifice. A truly noble American, a superb leader, he stands with LaVeyette in that gallery of heroes who have made another brave people's cause their own.
And his father was away there.